This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the 2-Minute Shoot. In this episode, we're going to talk about allyship. Have you ever been in a situation where you witnessed someone either saying or doing something inappropriate? Or maybe they mistreated someone in your presence? Or either acted a way about them outside of that person's presence, but you were there. And you decided not to say anything. Partially because you didn't want things to turn around on you, or you was worried that it might turn into a conflict. So you said nothing. Well, that reminds me of school days. And I remember days that I saw people getting bullied, mistreated, and heard people being talked about. And that always lit a fire inside me, and I wanted to do something about it. However, I did nothing. And my reasoning for not doing anything was I felt self-conscious. I was looking down at my clothes and my shoes that was non-name brand and barely fitting, and I wouldn't dare do anything to turn attention back to me. So I just stayed quiet. And what did that do for me? Nothing but leave me with a lot of regret, making me replay those situations over and over again, wishing I had done something different. But also one thing that I didn't realize I was doing was unofficially co-signing those negative behaviors. So the people that were doing these wrongs in my presence took my silence as acceptance. And that's not something that I was standing for. So one thing that I learned from that was, if you see something or hear something, say something. Don't worry about it being a conflict. Don't think automatically it's going to turn into a fight. Think that if you don't say anything, it can just escalate. You could be adding fuel to that fire and they can end up doing way worse things later down the line. So we need each other, and we have to stand up for each other in those moments, especially in those rooms that the person's not in. We can't do this alone, and if you don't say anything, you could be making this worse for generations to come. So let's be the change that we want to see. You see something, say something.